Hi everyone, I'm Laura with Kick Ass in Life, where I help you get hired fast, be smart with money, and be a happier and healthier self. So today we are going to talk about resumes. So resumes are the key to getting hired fast. And there's a lot of versions out there and you probably have one created, but you might be doing it wrong. So I want to share with you pro tips for how to improve the resume. So as you know, a resume is a tool in your job searching kit where you put all of your skills, experience, education on your resume and you submit it for jobs. Okay, easy. But there's so many ways to do this wrong. And I, as somebody who has hired people in the past, I have seen a ton of bad resumes. So I want to share with you what I've learned in the job search process to make your resume stand apart. Okay, first off, make sure your content is there. So that means making sure you have really smart skills and experience that align to the job that you're looking for. Don't submit a generic resume to a job when you actually need to have specific skills and experience. Be sure to look at the job description that you're aiming for and cater your resume to that. It's okay to have different versions of your resume. In fact, I recommend it. So if you, for example, want to be a social media editor, but you also have video production experience, have two different versions of your resume catered to those specific jobs. Okay, so now you need to think about keywords. So in those job descriptions, the ones that you're applying for, look at what keywords they use. So it's essential to understand sort of like how the resume gets through to a recruiter. And oftentimes they're using computers and computers will pick up on keywords. So if you have the right keywords that you're using, that's super smart. So your resume will rise to the top in those searches. So look for the keywords that are used in the description, mirror those, echo those in your own resume. Content is king. So be sure your resume is smartly tailored to the job, but beyond that, you are actually sharing wins. You are not just sharing generic duties of your job, that you are sharing specific wins that you have done on behalf of your company or project. So for example, as opposed to generic words like I worked on X or I did X, you know, you produced it. Use active words that really share your wins. If you can quantify a win, example, that you produced 10 videos per month or wrote 20 articles per month, include any numbers you can. If people came and you got 3 million views on a video you created or you got 100,000 hits on an article within a matter of hours. Like, use those successes in your resume to show how you have won. And so next, you want to know how recruiters are looking at those. And oftentimes on the computer, it'll give them the option to see it as it's displayed. So that means they can see it potentially in color. If your resume is in color, that's super smart. Basically, design your resume. Make it look phenomenal. Even if you're not applying for a design job, let's say you're a content strategist or something, it's so, so smart to design your resume because that's how recruiters are going to see it. So if they're thumbing through hundreds of resumes in an hour, you want yours to stand apart. So design it, put a little thought into it, add some color, add some flair. That'll just help it rise to the top when the recruiters are searching for candidates. Look online for inspiration. Google beautiful resumes and see all the results. Get inspired. Go create a cool, cool resume because that's what really matters. If you're using a Microsoft template, it kind of comes across as like you're not creative, you don't have good ideas, and you are not going above and beyond. So you want to come across as a creative person, as somebody who really is dedicated to the job, to thinking outside of the box and making a resume that fits that description of you. So next, at the top, include information, include contact information, address. If you're applying to a job where you don't live, don't put your current address. See if you have a friend that lives in that city, put their address instead. Oftentimes, recruiters will not look at resumes from a candidate that is in a different state than where they're hiring for. It's just too hard. It's too expensive. They're not going to fly you out there. And so be creative. I mean, be willing to like fly out for the interview. Say you live in this place that you put your name on your resume. It's just like a little bit smarter to stand apart. Okay, so we've totally covered all of the basics of having a resume that stands apart. So I really hope this has been helpful for you to find ways to make your resume stand apart, because this is the key to finding a job is the resume. Recruiters will look at this for seconds. You want to make an impact immediately. So by designing it, by being smart with the descriptions and the wins you're sharing, you can give a glimpse of yourself in 5 seconds that the recruiter will say, wow, this is incredible. I want to hire this person. I want to talk to them. They are out of the box. They're cool. They have all the skills for this job. Let me get them on the phone. So that's the goal. Good luck. Kick ass in your career. Kick ass in life. As always, if there's any way I can help you, please let me know. You can follow me on Instagram at kickassin.life. So go kick ass in your resume so you can get hired fast.